We work very much in a multidisciplinary way, so we have regular input from speech and language therapy, from physiotherapists, from occupational therapists, and from the school nursing team, and the paediatricians from the local hospital. The clinics are held at school, the teachers attend the paediatric clinics with the parents and the pupils, because many of our epileptic children will seizure as much at school as they do at home. A lot of the children have medication that's administered at school, so staff need to be trained and aware of how to do that. Matthew does have times in hospital, but we've become competent in managing his medical issues here. The idea is that we can keep him in school as long as possible, because if we're not meeting his medical needs, he's not going to be able to learn and maintain the skills that he's got. The physiotherapists are on call for us to access their advice at any time, but often the programmes are devised together and then the classroom staff deliver the programmes for the children on a daily basis. We always integrate the physio into the curriculum. So it's rare that children will be removed from class to do their physio unless the environment is too distracting for them at that time.